This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so it's snake season. But it's probably snake season year-round if you have a snake in your home. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but a Pennsylvania man was almost killed by his snake as the massive snake wrapped itself around his neck. He is 15 feet long, the snake, and it latched onto the neck of his 28-year-old owner. This happened yesterday afternoon in Fogelsville, Upper McCungie Township in Pennsylvania. Lieutenant Peter Nixer said it was a very dire situation. He had to give credit to the officers, because what did the officers do? They actually shot the pet in the head to save the man's life. He said there was no hesitation, and they reacted and did what they needed to. Two officers went to the man's home after getting a report of someone in cardiac arrest while a large snake was wrapped around his neck. Now, my guess is paramedics were called as well. A relative at the home is believed to have called for help. The man was unresponsive and on the floor while the midsection of the pet was tightly coiled around his neck. But the head of the, quote, very large snake was far enough from the man to allow an officer a clear shot without risking further injury to the owner. The reptile was shot once in the head, but slithered away. Okay, if that snake is still alive, okay, I would get the hell out of that house. Cops managed to pull the man to safety. Paramedics then were able to start treating him. He was rushed to the hospital. Still, his condition is unclear, but we do believe he's still alive. Okay, the pet did later die from the single gunshot wound. Lieutenant Nickisher said he wasn't sure what type of snake it was or how the reptile became attached to the man's neck. It wasn't like the officers had the opportunity to stop and ask questions. He said the call came in as a cardiac arrest, so they had to move. There really wasn't any time to find out the circumstances. Those are the answers we still don't know. Several other snake enclosures were found inside the man's home. Police said he had been notified of the man's death, but he thought he survived. It says here, according to the New York Post, police had not been notified of the man's death as of Thursday, so he believes he is still alive. Paramedics used life-saving measures when they responded to the residents on Wednesday. So the officer said, I can't praise the actions enough. 19 years as a cop, I don't believe I've ever seen anything like this with a snake. So, I mean, I have cats and I have dogs. And sometimes you worry that the cats wish you were, like, dead. You know, they just sit there and watch and stare at you while you sleep. And you're like, what are you planning? And wasn't there a study that said most cats would like their owners dead, but they can't do it themselves because they're too small? So that's a pretty frightening thing. So I wouldn't be surprised if our cats think that way. And I would not want to think that, because I think my cats love me. But sometimes they look at me with this weird look, and I'm like, what? What? What are you going to do? So my guess is if you have a snake, they probably might be thinking the same thing. So the snake bite incidents, how common are snake bites? If we're going to talk about, I don't think any of us have a python in the house. I'm assuming it was a python, but snake bites happen about 7,000 to 8,000 times a year. It is rare to die of a snake bite. More, it's easier to die from it wrapping around your neck if you have a big one like that. It's just we don't see that a lot. We hardly see that at all. But most of us are around rattlesnakes and other sorts of snakes. So just know that it is rare to die of one because we have anti-venom. and access to hospitals, but that's the key. You have to get to a hospital and get the antivenom. We believe that less than 5 deaths may happen in any given year from snake bites in the U.S. Now, snake venom is what we're worried about. Rattlesnakes inject a venom that may contain neurotoxins and hemotoxins, which can cause issues like destroying local tissues, affect your nerves that help you breathe, cause extensive bleeding. So neurotoxic affects your nerves, hemotoxic affects your blood and can thin it. So the best thing to do is avoid getting bit by a snake. Now, not all snakes are venomous, but some can be, and I live by rattlesnakes. We see the molting, and it's, you know, and it's like, oh, man. And I worry about the dogs. The dog likes to go into the little bushes to smell rabbit pee-pee. And I'm like, no, there could be snakes. So be aware of your surroundings. Avoid places where snakes like to live. They like to live in plants, holes, and rocky areas. If you see one, slowly retreat. Allow it an opportunity to slither away. Make sure you wear loose, long pants and high shoes or boots. Most likely, a snake on the ground is going to bite your calf or your foot. Snakes may recoil with direct light, so you could shine your light on your phone or a flashlight. Use a walking stick when hiking through tall grass. Make sure your tetanus vaccination is up to date, obviously, because if you get bit, and you know, you could also get tetanus. If you are bit, okay, you might want to take a picture. Not to share on social media, but we need to know as physicians what type of snake it is. So you can take a picture, but stay calm and first get the hell away from the snake. Try to look at it, make a mental note. If not, you can take a picture, but again, don't be worrying about social media. You can always upload the image later. Document the time of the bite. Do not try to catch the snake or kill it. Remove any tight clothing or jewelry. If bit on your arm or leg, you know, if you have a little toe ring, don't forget about that. Your leg is going to swell. You're going to elevate the arm or leg above the level of the heart. You're going to call 911. You're going to clean the wound with soap and water. Do not suck out the venom. Do not try to cut it out. Do not try to pee on it. Don't do any of that. And don't put ice on the wound either. Okay, you can put some cool compresses, but honestly, just get to a medical facility. But, you know, these snakes, they're thirsty and they're hungry. And with the drought, they are coming closer. You know, didn't Cary Elles or Ulls, the guy from Princess Bride, he got bit. I think he was just working, doing some gardening. It was bad. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away.
People can catch COVID-19 from someone in their household. Dr. Fabian Sandoval is president and CEO of the Emerson Clinical Research Institute.
There's a continuing need to investigate new therapies to help reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19 in addition to improving diversity in clinical trials.
If you're an unvaccinated adult and you live with someone who is symptomatic and tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 5 days, you may be able to join a clinical study evaluating whether an investigational oral treatment could help prevent the spread of COVID-19 within households. Participants will receive study-related care at no cost and may receive reimbursement for study-related time and travel. To learn more, visit covidmoveahead.com. This clinical study is sponsored by Merck Sharp & Dohme Corp., a subsidiary of Merck & Co., Inc.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we live in a republic where the people run things, not a monarch, not just a select few. But the people run things. And we have a democracy where we are represented. We can elect people to represent us and have the flexibility, if something isn't right, to vote one way or another. Our ability to vote, our ability to have a voice, the ability for all states to have a voice, even the small ones that are not very populated, makes us a very strong republic. And emboldens what democracy is all about. Thing is Americans are feeling that our democracy is at risk. In fact, 90% of Americans surveyed in this one survey felt there's a threat to our democracy, either severely or mildly, but 90% feel our democracy is at risk. 50% of Americans think that we're going to be headed towards a civil war. A civil war. Now, I'm surprised it's only 50% surveyed. I think a lot of people feel that the country is pretty divided, and we're seeing political unrest, we're seeing violence, and so, you know, I mean, we have for years and decades when things have happened that need to get fixed, but sometimes it's happening when it's not for the exact, for the one particular reason they're saying, but it's because they're just fed up. And I think a lot of people are feeling that much of the violence we're seeing, much of the crime, much of the lackadaisical attitudes towards, you know, public officials are because they're starting to give up. They're starting to give up on this country. And I talked about this, how the average democracy in history fails. There were historians who said the average democracy only lives a few hundred years. Now, we've beat that by a long shot, but still, the average democracy doesn't last. Now, historians and analysts could say whatever, but what really, really counts is what Americans think. So this study came from UC Davis, and they looked at 8,620 men and women, like 51% women, 49% men, of various backgrounds, various economic backgrounds, various education backgrounds, just various geographical backgrounds, and asked them a series of questions that relates to attitudes towards government, violence, and where America as a democracy is going. And when they asked, when thinking about democracy in the United States, do you believe there is a serious threat? A serious threat. 67% said, hell yeah. There may be a threat, but it's not serious. That was 23.6%. Only 7.8% felt there was absolutely no threat to our democracy. When they asked, how important do you think it is for the United States to retain a democracy? Well, the majority said it's very important, extremely important. Only a few said not important. Do you need a strong leader for America? Having a strong leader for America is more important than having a democracy. Now, that is a little weighted question. Is which is more important, having a strong leader or having democracy? Well, you could have democracy with a strong leader. That doesn't mean that strong leader is a monarch. But they believe that they somewhat agree or do not agree that a strong leader is more important than having a democracy. As far as I'm concerned, having a democracy is more important. They say if elected leaders will not protect American democracy, the people must do it themselves. Well, half didn't agree, half did. So, very interesting. And then there was a question, 20% felt that violence was justified for politics. That violence was justified, 20%. So, I had said during the pandemic that our democracy was at risk because if people don't feel they have a voice and they don't feel their representatives are representing them, then it's not a democracy. So, if you are a business owner and you have kids in school, and you want to support your family, and your representatives say, no, you can't. You have to get an injection in you. You have to lock down work. You're not allowed to work. If you do work, you can only have X number of people or we shut you down. Well, that's not what people voted for. People didn't vote for that. If they're trying to tell their elected officials, look, all right, these vaccinated people are spreading the virus too. Do I really have to have my staff, who are 16-year-old young girls, accost 6'4" men, kicking them out for not having a vaccine? Yeah, you just do it. Just do it. Otherwise, it's misinformation, and you're listening to too many people that are Trumpers. If Americans don't feel listened to, they're going to have a problem. Now, the severe part of the pandemic, luckily, has passed, but we're still in the pandemic. But we have now other issues. And apparently, we seem to be even more divided than we were a couple years ago. So where are people getting this? Why would a democracy, you know, that was built so well and constructed so strongly by our founding fathers, why would it be at risk? So just to quickly review, when you live in a republic, you enjoy a governing system of democracy where the rule is led by the people, no monarch. A representative democracy is what we have, where rather than all of us citizens going to Capitol Hill and voting, we elect somebody to represent us in our city, state, and we're like, okay, you go to Congress for us, but this is what we want. We don't want lockdowns. We don't want to be forced to get a vaccine. We don't want to be forced to pay taxes for this and that. We want security. So then we send our representative there. It's a gift because not all countries have it that way. But throughout history, not all countries or civilizations have been as successful as us in maintaining their democracy. Many democracies have fallen, like in Ghana, Iraq, Nazi Germany, North Korea, and it fell to a dictatorship. So you're like, wait a second, if there's majority rules, how would, if majority rules in a democracy ever lose? There should always be that protection. Well, the reason why is because there starts to be this complacency. They elect a ruler that, or they elect a leader that ends up taking control. So there's a cycle. Now, Scottish professor Alexander Frazer Tytler, in the late 1700s, early 1800s, was skeptical of having a true democracy. And he wrote, "But those governors once selected, where is the boasted freedom of the people? They must submit to their rule and control with the same abandonment of their natural liberty, the freedom of their will, and the command of their actions as if they were under the rule of a monarch." So he felt that if we did elect a governor, and that governor was very intrusive and obstructive, you have a mini monarch there. Scholars coined his theories the Tytler Circle, where 200 years becomes the average lifespan. So they say you go from every, like, 200, 300 years, from bondage to spiritual faith, from faith to courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to selfishness, from selfishness to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence. From dependence, you're back to bondage. So it's a cycle. So we had the courage to fight for our liberty in the Revolutionary War and then the War of 1812. But then we got abundance. Then we got selfish. Then we got complacent. So when you're not in wartime, you're not fighting for, you know, your countries, when you're not fighting for your liberties, then what ends up happening is you're like, okay, well, then you take things for granted. When you take things for granted, that's when people can try to usurp more power. Then they get you dependent on them. They get you dependent on the treasury. You then need money, okay? Because you can't pay your rent. You can't work. You can't hold a job. Or you can't fight the inflation. You can't pay for your gas. So now you rely more on the government, and you rely more on the government. And we are right now in the stage where we are very, very dependent on the government. That's why I believe last year the European think tank company said America is on the list of backsliding democracies. We're getting very dependent. So when people are happy and they're comfortable, they don't really worry about everybody else. It's that complacency, it's that apathy, and then somebody takes over. So you eventually, when you feel in bondage and you feel like you do not have that control because somebody is now wielding their power, then you need the faith, you need the unity, and then you need the courage to fight back. So the U.S. has far outlived the 200 years, but we are seeing some chilling parallels right now. And so Americans are pretty ticked at what happened with the lockdown. The lockdown gave them a real smack of reality that you could be at any time forced by your government to do something at any time. The lockdown also showed that even though you were saying, look, guys, we need to do this, we need to do this, nobody listened. So if Americans don't feel listened to, that's what's going to happen. And so, sadly, I don't think America is going to fail by a democracy as an accident. I think people are going to get so desperate that they're going to choose somebody to be a ruler to fix it all. And that's where I think our democracy will fail. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has been diagnosed with COVID-19, according to the White House. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi acknowledges the news during her weekly press conference.
I understand that the symptoms are light. I hope they continue to be so. That was my experience, and I hope that that's the case for the president.
The president is fully vaccinated and twice boosted. Biden is expected to continue working remotely while he is isolating. Claims for unemployment benefits are back above 250,000. The Labor Department saying 251,000 Americans filed first-time claims last week. That's a jump of 7,000 from the previous week's total, which didn't have to be revised. The Senate Banking Committee is holding a hearing to discuss the costs of rising housing prices. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have some breaking news. The House of Representatives today has passed a bill to, quote, protect access to contraceptives on the federal level. There's been some concerns that the Supreme Court would repeal the right to contraceptives. I don't feel that's true, but, you know. 8 GOP lawmakers did cross the aisle to vote for the bill. 2 voted present. 6 Republicans did not vote at all. The bill ended up passing a 228-195 vote and now faces an uphill battle in the Senate. It was introduced by North Carolina Democrat Representative Kathy Manning. According to Daily Mail, House Democrats are rushing to protect privacy rights that they fear are now on the line after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last month, sending the issue of abortion back to the individual states. Supreme Court Justices Samuel Alito's majority opinion in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health did roll back Roe, specifies that the ruling only applies to the issue of abortion. But Justice Clarence Thomas set off bells when he wrote a concurring opinion that the High Court should revisit the landmark cases that legalize same-sex marriage, same-sex intimacy, and contraceptive access. Griswold versus Connecticut, which was decided in 1965, ruled that married couples had the right to buy and use contraceptives without government intervention. That was one of the three cases, I guess, Clarence Thomas had brought up. A later Supreme Court case, which Thomas did not name, Eisenstadt versus Baird, extended the same protections to unmarried couples. Democrats and women's activist rights warned the right is on the line. I don't believe it is. I think, you know, contraception, we're now about to put it over the counter. You know, get over the counter. So I don't think there's going to be laws against that. We have a separation of church and state. The bill explicitly grants federal protections to various forms of birth control, including oral contraceptives, intrauterine devices, and condoms, including the right of healthcare providers to issue them. They say it also opens up state and local officials to civil lawsuits for efforts to deny contraceptive access. Nobody is denying anybody that I know. I mean, there is some debate on is it free. I think the Affordable Care Act has it copay free, where you don't have to pay a copay. I don't know if free birth control is that ubiquitous. I know Planned Parenthood gives that out and multiple state clinics give it out. But, I mean, eventually that can be pretty expensive, too. IUDs are expensive, so I don't think you get those for free. Not everybody. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had blasted the SCOTUS decision for Roe v. Wade and led a group of Democratic congresswomen in a press conference to the Right to Contraception Act. She said it's about control. They don't like birth control. But they want to control women, and we cannot let that happen. All right. So, I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, birth control is a medication. We use it for multiple reasons, and I am very in support of preventing unwanted pregnancies. That's why we have the whole abortion chaos, is because we have about a million women every year. It used to be more, used to be less, but an average of a million women each year feeling the need to terminate the pregnancy. I think we need to do a much better job of minimizing unwanted pregnancy and helping these women, you know, who don't want to get pregnant, not get pregnant. Yeah, if it's that the birth control isn't working, let's make better birth control. Is it birth control's too hard to get? Is it that they're being raped? Is it that there's a massive incest, pandemic? Whatever it is, we need to, you know, revisit why a million women every year feel like they're in a position where they have to end a pregnancy. The Republicans who voted in favor of the bill are Representatives Liz Cheney of Wyoming, Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, Anthony Gonzalez of Ohio, John Katko of New York, Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, Nancy Mace of South Carolina, Maria Elvira Salazar of Florida, and Fred Upton of Michigan. So, Michigan Representative Lisa McClain said there's no contraception crisis. The Democrats are fear-mongering just to score points. This is political theater at its best. Representative Beth Van Doon of Texas called the bill poorly drafted and loosely defined on the House floor, said it would be detrimental to women's health, and sent taxpayer dollars straight to abortion-on-demand beneficiaries. Now, this week, the House also passed a bill to protect same-sex and interracial marriages. So, you know, these are preemptive moves because, and that's kind of what, you know, what the Roe v. Wade overturn, what that was is the Supreme Court justices saying, look, the feds have no business getting involved in abortion. The Constitution does not allow the feds that overreach. So the feds have to stay out. They can't prohibit abortion. They can't endorse abortion. This is a state issue. And so I can't, you know, necessarily speak for Clarence Thomas, but it might be he was reiterating the federal government has intervened too long. And the federal government should not be in a position where every time there's a new administration, things could flip. Roe v. Wade could go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. If the states have their laws and it's a state right and the Supreme Court ruled this is a state issue, then those laws may be more committee. Now, mind you, people could say, okay, this is ridiculous. We spent this much money on abortions. Why are we doing third trimester abortions? But the states were already arguing that. The states were already arguing, look, we think, the fetus is alive at 6 weeks. We think the fetus is alive second trimester. We don't want abortions when the fetus is alive. So let's limit abortion. So there was already limitations. And so the Roe v. Wade, the reason why everybody says the Roe v. Wade was written poorly, even those who are pro or against, is because the states were in chaos and nobody could decide when a baby was alive, or when a fetus was alive. And so the states still had to, but that's what the SCOTUS did not want, to Roe v. Wade always coming back. So for now, it's done. My guess is it'll come back, again. But I do understand the position of the feds have got to stay out of it. The feds stay out of capital punishment. The feds need to stay out of people's business. Now, the reason why it's so alarming is because right now the feds protect all these things. So people think, well, if the feds say we're out, now it limits that. Now it just reverses it where then there could be legislation that could limit. I mean, I don't know any state that would limit same-sex marriage. I don't. I think so many of us have family and friends, who want to be married, and, the average person, likes monogamy, and they want to support monogamous relationships. So I don't really see that being an issue. I also don't see it being an issue where states could ban contraception. What might be an issue is the money going to it. Now, there's a lot of taxpayers who feel that their money should not go to somebody's birth control. And that is a valid argument. Your tax dollars, we're paying a lot of taxes. And, I want my tax money to go to these babies that need baby formula. I want my tax money to go to, having safer streets. I want my tax money to go to public schools as long as they're teaching children, what kids need to be taught. But at some point, I had to pay for my own birth control. Do I need to really pay for somebody else's? We're already with the Affordable Care Act. So I see why there's that, I would rather pay for a blind child's care and than somebody's birth control. I mean, if I had to pick and choose, I'd rather, pay for a child with cancer's treatment than, somebody's birth control. But, so that's where I think this is going to open up to, where then if states want to fund clinics or fund this, they will then have the right. But again, it's up to the states. And then the states should be able to decide what they're going to do for funding. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. So just an update on President Biden. He says, folks, I'm doing great. As we discussed earlier today, President Joe Biden has tested positive for COVID. He announced this morning that he was going into isolation, but he would still be working at his full capacity, which, you know, isn't really full for the average person. But for a 79-year-old, I get it. His press secretary said he was experiencing mild symptoms. What I had found out was that the night before, last night, he wasn't feeling very well, had not a really good night's sleep, had dry cough, runny nose. So when they tested him today, he had a negative test on Tuesday, but when they tested him this morning, it was positive. So they started him on Paxlovid. Dr. Kevin O'Connor, the president's physician, said Biden just had a runny nose and a dry cough. They do expect him to do well on the antiviral drug Paxlovid. He is spending most of his day in planned meetings via Zoom and phone, according to Karine Jean-Pierre. According to the White House secretary, this is their statement. This morning, as part of our routine screening program for the president, the SARS-CoV-2 virus was detected by antigen testing. This result was subsequently confirmed via polymerase chain reaction testing. On questioning, President Biden is currently experiencing mild symptoms, mostly rhinorrhea, runny nose, fatigue, with an occasional dry cough, which started yesterday evening. Given that he meets the FDA emergency use authorization criteria for Paxlovid, I am recommending initiating such treatment. The president is fully vaccinated, twice boosted, so I anticipate that he will respond favorably, as most maximally protected patients do. Early use of Paxlovid in this case provides additional protection against severe disease. He will isolate in accordance with the CDC recommendations. I will keep your office updated with any changes in his condition or treatment plan, and that is from Dr. Kevin O'Connor, family medicine physician. Physician to the president of the White House. He's also an associate professor at George Washington University School of Medicine and Health Sciences. So, you know, one concern that people have had is he had a headache when he was in Israel, and when he, this was I think July 13th when he got up to speak, he was coughing. So he tested negative by antigen test on Tuesday, and as we know, there's a lot of false negatives with these things. Then, all of a sudden, within, you know, less than 36 hours later, starts having symptoms. And, you know, usually you have symptoms a few days after you're infected. So it shows these rapid antigen tests, you know, are still weak. The PCR confirmed. I don't think they're doing PCR tests on him. I think they're only doing rapid antigen tests. And I think they test them every week. But my concern is, if he had a headache, and most of us with this Omicron COVID got a bad headache, and he was coughing, he blamed on swallowing down the wrong pipe. But, it, you know, I notice he clears his throat a lot, and, you know, you do wonder if he had it when he was in the Middle East. Now, I'm sure a lot of people are not going to want to have been exposed, but the problem is it's already out there. So we already see cases all over. Let me see if I even see what, you know, Israel's cases are. Yeah, Israel's has, I think, maybe, well, they're not talking about total current cases yet. So anyway, it's out there. There's no doubt people traveling, people on a plane are getting it. I'm surprised that we're hearing about this now. I could swear he seemed to have it previously. You know, I would watch him. He'd be coughing a lot. He'd be stammering a little bit, you know, and you know, so I thought maybe that's why. But everybody said, no, that's just him. Biden added, just called Senator Casey, Congressman Cartwright, and Mayor Cognetti and my Scranton cousins to send my regrets for missing our event today, keeping busy. So he was forced to cancel a planned trip to Pennsylvania. He was supposed to announce a funding increase for police. So he's now going to fund the police and not defund them. He is going to have to isolate from First Lady Jill until he tests negative. She is negative currently. After the call, Casey tweeted that the president sounded great and is in good spirits. Jill Biden said she talked to him a few minutes ago and was fine. So, you know, I told you, I am not concerned that COVID per se is going to cause him to need to be hospitalized. He's 79 years old. He has heart issues. You know, he is at high risk. But I believe with the four shots and with the Paxlovid, he'll be fine. My big concern is the mentation part of it. If he was struggling cognitively, this could be something that starts to put him over the edge. Now, COVID is supposed to be, if you've been multiply vaccinated and boosted, his last booster was March 30th, and if you are on Paxlovid, it really should shorten the course of the illness. But we do see rebound COVID. We see rebound COVID a couple weeks later in some. They call it rebound from the Paxlovid, but I think it's the COVID that's coming back. And we also see the brain fog, the memory lapses, and other issues. My memory is way different since I got COVID. And so that is what I worry about, because he's not, you know, as sharp and acute as he once was, for those people that think he was in the past. So his current health, that this is all we have from November of 2021, he has stable atrial fibrillation with need for anticoagulants to prevent blood clots. And we talked about atrial fibrillation. stable hyperlipidemia, currently controlled by a statin. He cannot take the statin, by the way, when he's on Paxlovid. So that means he's temporarily either off of it or they you know, altered the dose of the Paxlovid, so I'm not sure. He needs to clear his throat more often. This was noticed in November, especially after eating, suggesting this might be due to gastroesophageal reflux. He has long-standing allergic rhinosinusitis, as he has had nasal congestion for most of his life. He appears more stiff and less fluid with his movements, morning stiffness consistent with arthritis. His recent foot fracture, remember he fractured his foot last fall, could contribute to his change in gait, but specialists will be assembled to review his gait disturbance. No tremors noted. So we haven't heard what those specialists reviewed or what they decided. You know, he looks like he might have early Parkinson's, but I can't say for sure. Moderate to severe spondylosis at multiple levels in his spine suggests severe degenerative arthritis. Neurological exam does not suggest stroke, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, or ascending lateral sclerosis. This is in November. A new finding of mild bilateral peripheral neuropathy in absence of diabetes. Small diverticulitis, colonic polyps, and a 3-millimeter benign appearing polyp was removed during colonoscopy. And then he had several areas of actinic change on his skin, treated with liquid nitrogen cryotherapy. Now, Biden had said that he had cancer yesterday and that pollution had caused the cancer. Now, the White House has clarified and said, no, he had some skin issues. And I mean, this White House, they sure are busy clarifying things. But yesterday he had said that he had cancer. The remark appeared to just when he was talking about global warming and describing emissions at oil refineries in Delaware. He said, that's why I have so damn many other people. He goes, that's why I am so damn many other people, he says, I grew up with have cancer, and why for the longest time Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation. So the White House spokesman, Andrew Bates, said no, he had non-melanoma skin cancer before he took office. So it's unclear why Biden chose the present verb tense to say, I have cancer. That's why I have cancer. I and those I grew up with have cancer. So I have cancer that was a little, and it could just be another gaffe. I hope he doesn't have cancer. I hope not. Now, the White House doesn't think he does. Skin cancer is very common. Skin cancer doesn't necessarily get blamed on pollution like it's blamed on sun exposure. But it was an odd... But the problem is he always says odd things. So, you know, he's our president. We want him to do well. We want him to be healthy. We don't want anything to happen to him. But there's obviously some concerns about his health. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.